Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. You're tuned to Time to Talk About It with your host, Dr. Gloria Porter. I tell you, today is such an awesome day in the land of the living. You wake up, you just say, thank you, Lord, for waking you up this morning. We have Apostle Porter here, but this is Sister Diane, and I will start off the broadcast by begin praying. So if you have your prayer request, you can call us at 347-857-3925, and you can ask for prayer, or you have a praise report. You can go right ahead, and you can give us that praise report. As we begin to pray, we praying for John Bimbo, who is in need of a kidney transplant, and we asking God to touch and move on him today. Father God, we know that nothing is too hard for you, Lord Father. Father God, we ask you, Lord Father God, to not only touch John, Lord Father God, but those, Lord Father God, that's on dialysis, Lord Father God, in need of a lung transplant, a heart transplant, Father God, a kidney transplant, Lord Father God. Touch them right now, Lord Father. Father, whether you create a new one for them, Lord Father God, or you bless them with one, Lord Father. Father God, we're thanking you for it right now, Lord Father. Father God, we hold to you, Lord Father, Monica Shannon right now, Lord Father God. Father God, her wish, Lord Father God, and she's been praying, Lord Father God, to have a baby, Lord Father. Father God, only you know, Lord Father, and we're asking you, Lord Father God, to touch her, Lord Father. Touch her body right now, Lord Father. Father God, you know how her body needs to be situated, Lord Father God. And we're thanking you for it right now, Lord. Father God, we're thanking you right now, Lord Father God, how you have touched Maurice right now, Lord Father. Right now we are praying for safe travel right now, Lord Father God, that he make his way back to St. Thomas, Lord. Continue to touch him, strengthen his lungs, Lord, and continue, Lord Father God, to boost his immune system, Lord Father. Father God, continue to touch Kelly right now, Lord Father God. Touch his body right now, Lord Father. Father God, we speak in life to his body right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we hold to you, Mother Fields, right now, Lord Father. Father God, give her peace right now in her mind, Lord Father God. We speak peace to her family right now, Lord Father. Father, continue, Lord Father God, to keep, Lord Father God, your angel standing guard round about her right now, Lord Father. Father God, we hold to you, Lord Father God, Lakara right now, Lord Father. Father God, touch her mind, Lord Father God, touch her heart right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Father God, only you know, Lord Father, and we asking you, Lord Father God, to don't leave her nor forsake her right now, Lord Father. But Father God, touch her in this time right now, Lord Father. Father God, we pray for Marlene Plumkey, Lord Father God. Father God, she has suffered several strokes, Lord Father. Father God, we know, Lord Father God, that you can touch, Lord Father. Father God, you say, by your stripes, we are already healed, Lord Father. Father God, in this day, Lord Father God, we ask, Lord Father God, that you touch those, Lord Father God, that is working out in that heat, Lord Father. Father God, hydrate them right now, Lord Father God. Father God, we thanking you, Lord Father God, for even keeping them cool right now in this time, Lord Father. Oh, Father God, we praying right now, Lord Father God, for Pastor James right now, Lord Father. Father God, touch his situation right now, Lord Father. Father God, I hold to you the spiritual leaders today, Lord Father, each and every pastor, apostle, bishop right now, everyone in the fivefold ministry, Lord Father God, that is taking that leadership, Lord Father God. Touch them right now, Lord Father God. Strengthen them, Lord Father God, in this day, Lord Father God, that they may continue, Lord Father God, to lead, Lord Father God, their flock, Lord Father God, in you, Lord Father God. And Father God, I thank you, Lord Father God, for even hearing this prayer today, Lord Father. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Oh, yes, we send greetings to you, you, and you on this fine day. And we're praying that you have a blessed day today. We'll give you a new word today. Goes as thus, just this little short word. Enduring hardship with patience reveals the reality of faith. Enduring hardship with patience reveals the reality of faith. Oh, my, my. But you got to endure hardness now. Ah, yes, yes, yes. We thank God for Sister Diane here, and we thank God for our company of people here today. We have Bishop Porter here today, and we have Pastor Sharon here today, and we have Brother Nathan here today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. We just thank God for you today. Also, being there wherever you are, when whatever time you're hearing this broadcast, we thank God for you. We really do. Yes, we do. We appreciate you. You can give us a call at 347-857-3925. 347-857-3925. Just give us a little call, okay? Let us know how you're enjoying the broadcast. And if you're not, you know, just don't say nothing. You know, praise God. Because if you don't call, we feel you're not enjoying it, huh? Anyway, praise God. Amen, amen, amen. Ah, yes, yes, yes. You know, you heard our Sister Diane talking about, you know, avoiding that heat outside. Because if not, you will have a heat stroke with the quickness out there. Now, I cannot explain to you why it's so hot. I don't know. I'm not a scientist. All right? But you ask God. He's the one bringing all this about. All right? So it's all for whatever reason it is, but we do know that the end is near. We do know. But we certainly don't want to burn, do we? Mm-mm. We don't want to burn. Lord knows we don't feel like we in hell already, don't we? My God, my God. At least we got a little air conditioning here and there. We got a little cold water, a little ice right now. But once you get in hell, you ain't got none of that. So let's try to avoid that, okay? Amen, amen. You have to pardon me. Pray for me, too. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I keep getting attacks with my throat, you know. Keep getting attacks. Just trying to keep me, trying to shut me up. That's all. Mm-hmm. He just tried to shut me up. But, you know, I keep pushing. I keep pushing. I keep pushing. Mm-hmm. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Let's just talk a little bit today. We're just going to talk about us Christians, you know. We are on the battlefield. Mm-hmm. We are in a war. And have you noticed that you're in a war? Have you noticed you're on the battlefield? Life is a battlefield. Have you noticed that? Hmm? Now, let's ask a question. Are you defeated in any way? Hmm? Now, you have so many fights coming on. You cannot really document the fight. And nobody, one person can say, well, this fight is mine, that fight is mine, or this is yours, or what have you, can. Hmm? But each person, God has set a type of wall for them to conquer. okay? Let's say, let's put it in this place. Are you in the Marines? Are you in the Air Force, the Navy, huh? The Army, Special Forces? What branch of service are you in? Now, each one of us has been set aside to fight different battles. Some of us are experts in it, and some of us are not. Some of us are just the foot soldiers. You see what I'm saying? So, therefore, everyone has a war to fight. And you have to determine, are you going to be defeated in this war? Are you going to let the enemy take charge? Or are you going to take charge? Which one are you going to do? Now, when you in this war, let me say it this way. In the spiritual war, you fighting according to experiences, are you not? Well, that's what you fight toward, don't you? For experiences. Now, you've gained, many of us have gained all types of experiences, And what are you doing? Seeking after an experience because you heard somebody else talk about their experience, or what you're doing? You're seeking after that same type of experience. Well, you're doing the wrong thing. You know why? But what I'm telling you, instead of seeking that experience, what you do is you need to receive the person of the experience, the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what you need to get a hold of. See, that's our problem. That's why we defeated so many times, because we don't know who we are or what we're looking for. Now, those that are seeking after an experience, what do they got to do? They now got to try to have experience after experience, isn't it? That's all they're looking for. You see what I'm saying? But I'm finding out we have an experience, but we don't be seeking an experience. We be seeking the Lord of experiences. Is that right? So you got to realize that you just can't have experience and that's it. That's the way the church world is, If you didn't have no experience like me, you ain't saved. Now, I don't know how they come to that, because I didn't see that in the Bible. So if you find it, just call me, write me, whatever way you want to get in contact with me, and tell me how you got to that, because I'd like to know. But I noticed the church world is full of experience. And each person is looking for an experience. And instead of looking for experience, how about looking for Jesus? Can you just look for Jesus? Look to be baptized and filled with the Holy Ghost? And now, experiences is fine. Now, ain't nothing wrong with that. Ain't nothing wrong with having an experience. That's good. It's exciting, You go to church and you look for an experience and you want to feel something all the time. Well, the Holy Ghost don't have to let you feel nothing, you see. But when you start believing in God, come to church to worship Him, then you will just have an experience, but you will be introduced to the person of the experience. And that's Jesus Christ. See, we don't know Him, but we always know about the experience. We can testify of the experience, but we can't testify of Jesus Christ. We can't testify that we know Him. All I know is, I had this feeling, and, I had this headache, and it went away, or something like that. That was an experience. Or the doctor say this, that, or the other, and then when he went back again, it wasn't there, so you had an experience. But now the experience is not the Jesus, it's not His presence. The whole thing is we got to develop an awareness of His presence. and realize that he is there to communicate with you, to comfort you, and most of all, to teach you. And after he teach you, he want to lead you. And after he leads you, that means he's beginning to use you so that you can bring others out of just the experience so that they can get more than that, be comforted in the time of troubles and trials and tribulation, that if they need direction, they will be directed. But when you get directed by God, you ain't going just by experience, but you are there now communicating with who? Jesus Christ. And the Holy Ghost. Let's don't forget that. That's what we're committing with. That's what we're communing with. Okay. Now, where is he at? He already in you. He dwell in you. But somehow someone has got to do what? Help you ignite that. Help you begin to know that, see the light, because you don't see the light yet. All you know is I just had an experience. We go to church and we want to fall down on the floor all the time. I don't know why you just think you just got to fall down on the floor all the time and that have that type of experience. And if you don't fall down, you don't feel like the Holy Ghost there. You ever notice them people like that? They feel like they ain't been to church because they ain't fell on the floor. Or shout. Now, it's good to shout and be happy. Look, I can be happy and don't shout. You see what I'm saying? I can just be happy, happy, happy and don't shout. Why? Because of the presence of God. When the presence is there, you can be happy. Didn't you know that? Because he wants your joy to be full. So only way your joy going to be full is if what? The presence of God is in the midst. Now you should be praying for the presence of God. Isn't that what you should be praying for? You want that type of experience, don't you? Now the only way you get it is because he's dwelling within you. His spirit is dwelling in you, so therefore you can have joy. You ain't got to move out your bed or out your chair or nothing. You can still have great joy with the Holy Ghost. You just see wonders all before you and all. And when that presence is there, what does it say? He come in the room in the midst and he sup with you. He dwells there with you. He communes with you. You see? See, that's all because of what? The presence. I like that. The presence of God. Don't you like that? You don't have to walk around defeated. You don't have to walk around defeated no more. Now, if you walk around defeated, that's because you want to be. You say, who in the world want to be? Well, you do, because that's all you do is talk defeat, walk defeat, act defeated. Put a smile on your face. What did Ephesians say in the 5th chapter? Don't be drunk with wine in excess. Be filled with the Spirit. Be filled with the Spirit. You hear that? Speaking to who? Yourself. Now, I know people say you're crazy when you talk to yourself. But it's Ephesians tell you to speak to yourself in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. You can sing and make melody in your heart to the Lord. Now, that's what the Ephesians tells us to do. Now, Ephesians tells us to do that. How are you going to do that? I told you before, if you don't know nothing else but the Lord is my shepherd, you doing what? Speaking to yourself in a P-S-A-L-M-S song. That don't get it started, hymning. Song on a hymn. You know, one of them old-time hymns. You know that you done went way back and got. And you know what? It will begin to comfort you. That song came up. And it began to comfort you. Not because if you just can't sing, all you can do is say, hallelujah. And that's praising the Lord. You see, you're doing what the word tells you to do. You're praising the Lord. So you're ushering in his presence. Because a lot of people can't sing. They can't carry a tune. You see? But they can say a scripture that they know, a psalms, one of the psalms that they know, the verse, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. You know, you can just, that's a song. You see, it's simple. But you want to make it so hard for yourself and everybody around you. You want to be miserable, and you want everybody else to be miserable. See, so why don't you just sing a song? Now, you know, I can tell when something's wrong with Sister Diane, because she ain't humming no psalm no more. You know, she usually either grinning, laughing, or humming a tune. Now, you know then she's happy. But then when she get grumpy and all of that, you know she ain't happy. You see what I'm saying? Because her personality is laughing, smiling, or humming. That's her personality. So, you see, you let the songs come out when there's joy in your heart. But do you have to feel the joy to know the joy there? Now, can you answer that? You don't have to feel the joy. You can have joy and just start humming that song. When that song come up, you hum it. You just hum it. Or say the scripture come up to your mind, and you start there repeating it, and you're doing what Ephesians told you to do. Now, you know, we know when a person is drunk. When you get drunk. Some of you done been drunk before. You do a lot of things that you don't normally do, don't you? That's because you done got a taste of that juice. That joy, you call it joy juice. You got a taste of the joy juice. But let me tell you this. But when you go to take a drink of the water from that living water, that good water that Jesus talk about, from that well that never run dry, things change. And then it become to do what? It start coming forth. Coming forth. And they say, oh, I know what she's talking about now. So now you're in the presence of the Lord. Because the living water has given you something on the inside that nobody else could do. Nobody else could give you, didn't it? Yes, it did. It gave you something that nobody else could give you, that living water. Boy, I tell you, I like to drink from that well. Not on that. It's like a, what'd you say, a fountain of youth, ain't it? It stirs you up. You so happy you don't know what's wrong with you. Somebody say, what you did? Been drinking some wine or something?
Come on, man.
They start asking you all kind of questions. What's wrong with you? What you been taking? You on some drugs or something? Because you don't know nothing else to do but just be so happy. You just got a grin on your face, and it's hidey, hidey, and never goodbye. You always, you just bubbling. You don't have to jump up and down and swing from the chandelier or nothing. All you got to do is just sit there and have a smile on your face. People start asking you, what's wrong with you?
Okay.
You been there? Have you ever been there? I've been there. It's like you're in your own private world. Say, God is speaking and God is doing something for you and through you, and it's emanating out onto other people. They can't help but see and want to know what is wrong with you. Why? Let's ask her this. Why has it got to be wrong? Why something got to be wrong? Why can't it just be right? That's why you smiling. See, I'm telling you, and you ain't even had no drink. Because the Bible says don't be drunk with wine. But you drink a whole lot of it, you get real drunk, don't you? You don't know what is what. But when you be filled with the Spirit of God, you have now invited his presence. I like that, his presence. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so when his presence is there, what you do, you submit yourself to God. Mm-hmm. And when you start submitting yourself to God, what do? You see results, don't you? Lord knows you see results. When you submit yourself to God, you see results. It ain't about your title. You say, well, my title makes me not defeated. I'm an apostle. I don't get defeated. You'll lie. You will get defeated just the same. The devil don't care what your title is. Because you could have a title that's not, don't even belong to you, that you took from somebody else. Because they had it, you thought you ought to have it instead of them. So therefore, you walk around with a title that don't even belong to you. Hmm? So now you defeated because you're walking in the wrong steps. You're walking in somebody else's shoes. Hmm? Trying to fit them, and they're too small for you or too large for me, whichever way it goes. We are constantly looking for to be in the presence of the Lord. So when we are in the presence of the Lord, it takes us, we got to do one particular thing. We got to develop and practice a consciousness toward God. We got to think on God. Let that be there fully all the time. Not, you know, hey, just not in church. Huh? You got to have that in you. So when you come to church, you ain't looking for somebody else to make you have joy. You ain't looking for the choir. You ain't looking for the music, the drums, the organ, piano, whatever. You're not looking for them to get you joy. When you came in, you had joy. I love to see people coming to church and they be saying, hey, hallelujah, hallelujah, praise God. Hey, you ain't got to be on tune. But the fact is that your joy coming in is ushering in the presence of God, and just as sure as you walk in the door with that same type of spirit, somebody else going to grab hold up and start right along with you. And after a while, we got a whole building full of the presence of God in people showing up. And the more the presence of God is shown in you, then that anointing is now released in the midst. You see what I'm talking about? That's how we're trying to get the anointing to come released. But if you come in and you mad, look like a mad cow, whatever you want to call it, what happened? You ain't releasing nothing but somebody else coming in with an attitude, mad too. See, you mad, and you come in mad, and you bring that spirit of madness in there, and then somebody else get mad. Now we got a whole building for the mad. The preacher can't preach because he's bound up by you and your madness.
All right, now, come on now.
He or she got a hard time getting through with the word of God. God trying to get you free, set you free, release you from your bonds. Your sickness, your headache, your problem, whatever is going on in your life, disappointment, trying to get you out of that disappointment and be encouraged and everything, and you all mad because you left home mad. I didn't make you mad, so why are you going to come in here and try to rub it off on me? I don't want it. I want to keep my happiness. How about you? Don't you want to keep your happiness?
Amen.
See?
Amen.
See, I done worked hard to get to where I am.
Come on now.
See, I worked hard to be happy. I worked hard to keep my mind on Jesus.
Yes.
And I come into the service to get something from Jesus, more of Jesus, so that I can continue this happiness, this joy. He said that when he gave us this joy, he said he wanted to remain and be full. He didn't want it up today and down tomorrow. That's not Jesus. Now, you say you washed in the blood and born again, and you up today and down tomorrow. Because when you came in church, you was mad. When you left, you was mad. See? So somebody done, you know, you don't allow somebody to steal your joy, and therefore you can't enter into the presence of God because you allow somebody to take it from you. No more than the devil. Whoever had was full of the devil, you let them in. Now, if you mad, just don't know why you mad, you got a problem. You definitely need to be delivered. And now how you going to say you walking in the spirit? You walking in the realm of the spirit. Oh, I have the spirit of God. What spirit you have? Which spirit you have? Saul? David? Whose spirit you got?
David.
You need to investigate yourself. See? You cannot usher authority on nobody else. Say, well, I got it more than they got it. They ain't got nothing. Well, who the one come in looking mad? Now, evidently, you better investigate what's going on now. There's so many. I mean, you can visit a church and you can look around and you can see a whole lot of mad folks up in there. They look sour. They don't look happy. Because let me tell you, when the presence, you are in the presence of God, when you have been with God, you, your consciousness is of God, and you entertain God on a constant basis, your face is lit up, there's joy and happiness in there. You ain't mad with nobody. Hello, somebody. So, why don't you stop by and investigate yourself? Look in the mirror and look and see what's seeing, looking at back at you. One thing, you change colors when you, and it ain't the sun either. We'll put it on this hot weather and we out in the sun and everything. All of that ain't the sun keeping you looking like that. See? It's because of your spiritual aptitude. Now, you have allowed him to get into your life. You let people in your life that not supposed to be there. Now, the people that make you happy, tickle you and keep you laughing and keep you full of, you know, help you get out of your discouragement, disappointment, or whatever is going on in your life, you don't want them. You ever seen the church folks don't want them kind of people? They want to go get the deadbeats, the ones that got negative things. Well, you know, sister so-and-so ain't got nothing. How you know you ain't got nothing? You don't even go to church. How you know what sister so-and-so got? That gets to me. I tell you, y'all have to pray for me. That gets to me. When church folks listen to folks that don't go to church, that laying, playing, lying, stealing, and everything else they big enough to do, and they believe them. And get to their church, well, you know, they said so-and-so, I shouldn't be in that church because that church ain't right. How they know? They don't even go to church. They smoking, drinking, popping pills, snorting coke. And you listening to them? How you can do that? No wonder you done lost the presence of God from you. No wonder you looking like you looking all mad, cause you done went up there and got something from a mad cow. That crazy person that ain't don't know God, don't know nothing about God, don't even go to church. And you gonna listen? Shame on you. Yeah, I'm evangelistic right about then. I got in the evangelistic mode. But you need to spend more time with God, and God's people, not those people that just butter you up and lie to you. You need to stop spending time with them kind of people, But why are we drawn to them kind of people? Because we defeated from Jump Street. See, we done forgot how to get in connected and stay connected to God. You got to pray continually to God. You got to do what? Seek his face continually. You got to be in his presence continually. And you got to do like Jesus did when he went aside with his disciples and he went and prayed. And prayed all night. He prayed. Huh? Some people say they pray all night, but I think they sleep. They start out trying to pray, but sleep overtake them. See? I see people say they fasting every day. They fast and fast. What are you fasting for? Huh? Then he say, all right, now you done fasted and you done prayed. Now get up and do. When you going to get up and do? D-O. When you going to get up and do? You see what I'm saying? You know, you, man, I tell you, I'm getting bad. I stopped being bad. Mm-hmm. Now you got to follow, a Jesus pattern. This is what you should be doing, following Jesus pattern, huh? Where was his mind at? In God. Then he said, let this mind being you, which is also in Christ Jesus. So therefore, your mind ought to be there too. That right? You want the power operating in your life. You want to not be defeated all the time. You ain't want to feel low and discouraged all the time. And you want to see the manifestation of the Spirit in operation in your life. Then find out what's wrong. God, what am I doing wrong? Start looking to yourself and stop looking at other people. I probably you won't look at the other people too much. Mm-hmm. You want to spend too much time playing. You know, I see this world is in amusement mode. Hmm? Instead of prayer mode, they're in amusement mode. In a together mode, unite together we stand and divided we fall. Now, that's true. Hmm? If you can't get together with your church folks where you are, then you better change churches or something. Find some folks you can get together with so that you would have somebody to converse with the same conversation. See, that you should have. Not telling you how you can't do it. Not telling you that you ought not to do it. Do this or go over there or over to wherever you go at. Telling you to leave your church and everything. People do these things, you know. And these saints fall right into the trap. They leave their church and get out there in that place in one of them ditches with mud in it. Hmm? And then the mud start covering them. And the presence of God is not in that mud. Huh? He say, what he have? Huh? What kind of water? That clear, clean, living water. Hmm? See? Water that continue to flow. And it's clear as you, I tell you, you can see right through it. It's so clear. Tastes. Oh, cool and refreshing. Huh? When you get down, that water is very refreshing, ain't it? Hmm? Just take a little drink. All it is a little drink of the Holy Ghost. Spending time with the Lord. That's all it is. And you just take another little drink. Hmm? Just a little drink. And you feel better. I better leave you alone, because you're getting mad about it by now. Somebody getting mad about it by now. Mm-hmm. But that's all right. You'll be all right in the morning. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. That's what it says. Mm-hmm. So I'm just trying to help you get through your problem. You know, you got all these things in your mind. Hmm? So your conscience is just filled up with the wrong way. And it comes out in your face. It shows in your face. You ever went to a funeral home and say this, I'm going to turn over somebody and let somebody else go talk. They'll make you feel better. You went to a funeral home and you looked at the corpses there, look at the expression that's on their face when they died. See the expression that left them? That's the spirit they was in when they left. Some of them painfully, and they're so painful in their spirit till their spirit did not connect with God, and it left an expression on that body that you looked at.
Wow.
When you look at them in the funeral home, when you go to the funeral home to view the body, I've been there looking at the bodies, you know. It ain't no fetish of mine now. Don't get me wrong. Somebody invited me to go with them to somebody's wake or whatever you want to call it. And I just walked around looking at everybody in there, and I said, oh, my God, what did I see there? I wasn't asking to see this, but God showed it to me. Okay, I just remembered it just then, just this moment. You see, because of the presence of God, it leaves a glorious expression, because the glory of the Lord be upon that person's faith when God take them home. You see, and I'm going to say this, and I'm going to be gone. There was a great pastor that helped me get myself straightened out. And he was very old man. He did not know that God was going to take him home when he finished building his church. Because he was looking to walk in his church, him and his congregation, into his church after he built the building. He built the building. The building was finished, and he and his wife was riding down the road, going somewhere. And he said, I got to pull the car over. He said, I got to pull the car over, hon. He said, why? She said, I just got to. Don't you see Jesus standing there? And she said, she ain't seen a thing. But he said, don't you see him? He got his arms open. And he was telling him to come on home, welcome him home. And she said, no, she did not see him. And she said, he just died right there. I said, now, you know that was beautiful. He never got to walk in his church, you see, after he finished building. Brand new building, he could never walk in. But it wasn't lost, was it? Huh? God opened his arms and received him on the highway. Now, he could have got him when he got in the bed or in the bathroom, taking a bath or whatever. But he got him while he was driving, and his wife didn't know how to drive.
Jesus.
Okay? The man's wife did not know how to drive, so she had to try. Somebody had to pick her up on the highway. She had to flag down somebody else. So I forgot how she'd say she got home. But can you imagine going home? Don't you see Jesus there? I got to pull over. Would you have stopped? Huh? Would you have stopped? Think about it. The man said, he tell his wife, don't you see Jesus? I got to pull over. He pulled over to the side of the road. And Jesus' arms opened up. And he left. I said, Lord, you know, that's the beautiful thing I have ever heard. That's a beautiful thing to me. You know, I just thought of that. I ain't thought of that in years since it happened, long time ago. But it was a beautiful thought of what happened, how God would bring you home and leave such an impression on your body. You see the glory of God. See, that's come from, think about when Elijah was in the cave, dead. See, the anointing was still there, wasn't it? Huh? See how the presence of the Lord is? And I get the ugly face off you right now. Huh? Straighten up, start smiling, and don't go smiling for the enemy either. Huh? You get around the saints, you want to be holy, denying, look all deep. Get off with the deepness and get on with what the joy of the Lord is, your strength. Let it be your strength right now. I'm fussing now. My God. Let me, honey. Oh, my God. Praise God. He is Pastor Sharon. Praise God.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I tell you, thank God for the word from Apostle Porter. And that is something to really look at and think about. Let the glory of the Lord surround you, saturate you. And that was a beautiful word, I mean, a beautiful testimony from that concerning that preacher and how God, he's seen God. That's a great way of leaving, you know, this world, because there's no doubt in his wife's mind or anyone else's mind that he was walking according to the word of God. Not just that, he was ready to go. So let the light of God surround you, in you, and all around you. And the woman of God was saying something, and I always ask this question, the ones that pray, like fast a lot and be praying, how come sometimes you don't see the chain? They're supposed to be so anointed that when they wave their hand, people are healed. Because, you know, they saying that they have that relationship with God. But then the ones that don't say nothing, and you can tell they have the presence of God around them. They just walk, and they don't have to say anything. They don't act deep. They don't act any kind of way. They just be themselves. And then, but when it's time for God to manifest through them, you see the power of God manifested. So, you know, it lets you know that, you know, you don't have to prove anything to anyone, right? Just make sure you have right standing with God. And the woman of God was talking about the character. Your character should what? Portray the fruit of the Spirit. You should have the fruit of the Spirit emanating from you, which would show the Christ-like Spirit all around you and in you. And I like the Ephesians, the 5th chapter, verse 19, saying, speaking to yourself in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. And that is a true thing, that when you have situation all around you, find a song in your heart. Sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing unto the Lord, praise his name. Sing unto the Lord. Sing a melody of song unto the Lord. And then the joy of the Lord will therefore come forth from the inside of you. Because the kingdom of God is inside of you. You cannot expect the outer to bring forth the joy on the inside. You have to bring yourself to that place in God where you can meditate on his word. You have to ask him according to Psalms 119, verse 133. He said, order my step in thy word, and let not any iniquity have dominion over me. And according to Ephesians 4 and 23, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. So you got to renew your mind with the word of God. You got to take a control over the thought pattern, the things that is bothering you, the things that comes to bring forth issues in your life. Grab a hold of it. Cast it down. Tell the devil, not today. Get thee behind me, Satan. Command your mind to line up according to the word of God. Command the situation to line up according to the word of God. And find that word for that situation that you're dealing with, then find a song. Because when you start speaking, opening your mouth and speaking life to yourself, I didn't say to no one else, but to yourself, you got to speak it to yourself at times. You got to declare and decree the word of God over your mind, over your situation, and then you'll start turning it around. Then you start feeling that joy on the inside. Then he'll remind you about the songs, that melody song, or a hymn, or you may just start turning the music on, or you may just clap your hands, or you may just say hallelujah anyhow. You may just say weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continuously be in my mouth. I'm going to bless him. Why? Because he is great. He is awesome. I remember where he bought me from, and he bought me from a mighty long way. So you start blessing him. You say, Lord, you did not
not allow the enemy to overcome me, but God, you gave me the authority, and you caused me to be an overcomer over every situation in my life. And God, you start thanking him. Lord, even when I messed up, you still stretch forth your hand and have mercy on me. You could have cut me off in my mess, Lord, but you have grace and your mercy came forth. And you start blessing him. Why? Because you asking him to let this word be, his word is a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your path. So you need the word of God to put what direction? Put some light in your direction. Let the light of God come forth in you and start waving and start speaking that word of God. No weapon that is formed against me shall prosper. And you can just, you know, sometimes we play around just like children do. They play around and say make believe. So you can turn around to the left or to the right and you can speak to your situation and to your elements around you. And you know what? After a while, you'll feel much better. Why? Because God is working it out just for you. It takes you. He who is the King of Glory. He is the King of Glory today. So lift up your hands in the sanctuary and bless the Lord. The sanctuary could be right there in your car. The sanctuary could be in your house. And the sanctuary is the house of the Lord. Bless him regardless of what you going on in your life, because I'm reminded David blessed the Lord. He praised the Lord. He even talked about the ups and the downs in his life. He even talked about what the enemy was doing. He was talking about all the situation. Now, nothing wrong about talking about it, but you know, at the end, you still got to say, but you know what, God? Nevertheless, I still bless you. Nevertheless, I know you're still in control. Nevertheless, you have never left me nor forsake me. Nevertheless, you still standing by my side. Nevertheless, Lord, grace and mercy is there. And you always told me, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. So you can make it personal today. Make it personal today. Start blessing the Lord. Start letting him know how much you appreciate him. Tell him all about it today, because he knows it about it. But you know what? You can just talk to him about it, because sometimes there's certain things you cannot utter to no one else, but you can lay before his feet. You can tell him about it, and then he'll answer you back. You may find the answer in the scripture. He may bring something back to your remembrance. Why? Because he still is God, and there is none other but him. And Psalm 68 said, let God arise and let his enemy be scattered. Let them also that hate him flee before him also. So you know what? Let God arise in you. Let Jehovah Jireh rise in you. Let the warrior come forth in you. Know that no weapon mean it doesn't matter negative word, it doesn't matter traps and snare, it doesn't matter what it is today, sickness, disease, don't matter what it is, it shall not prosper today. Why? Because God gave you the weapon to use your mouth. Use your mouth. And there's different types of warfare: spiritual warfare, financial warfare, mental warfare, family warfare, physical warfare. Which one are you in today? So you know what? Because he already gave us the keys, the praise. Teach my hands how to war. Teach my hands how to war. So war mean what? Praise. When the praises go up, his blessing comes down. And I hear what the apostle was saying today. Don't be like anyone as what? She said, be the original, right? Everyone trying to be like someone else, even twins. Even though the doctor said they're identical, they still have different personality. So she was saying today, let God come forth in you. Let God bring you into the place that he wants you to be. Let God bring that forth, that character he wants you to walk in. Because you know what? I have twins, and they're totally two different persons. They're the opposite of one another. But there's a time when they come and they start coming, doing that connection. So allow God's spirit to come forth in you, and you can walk into his fullness today. You don't want to be a carbon copy now. You want to be the original. So allow God to come forth in you today. So according to Psalm 68, say, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, sing for the honor of his name. Make his praise glorious. Say unto God, how terrible art thou in thy work. Through the greatness of thy power shall thy enemies submit themselves unto thee. And all the earth shall worship thee and shall sing unto thee. They shall sing to thy name. So you know what? I liked it though. I like to use the book of Psalms into praise. Why? Because we ought to use the word of God when we're praying. Use the word of God in praise. Why? It's there for us to use it. It's there for us to use those praise and let the praise go forth in you. So let God arise in you today and let the enemy be scattered. The enemy within you, let it be what? Deceived. Let the enemy in you deceive. When praises comes up, blessing comes down. And when you start praising him, I bet you the light of God start coming on the inside of you. And every ill will or every bitterness or strife or envy or whatever you want to call it today, it will come line up according to the word of God today. Why? Because light and darkness cannot stay in the same house. So speak life today and know that you are a winner today. You can make it. You can make it. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. And I will bless the Lord at all time. Why? His praise shall continuously be in my mouth. I will bless him when I don't feel like it. I'll bless him when my heart is hurting. I'll bless him when I'm disappointed. I'll bless him. Why? Because I know he will never forsaken me. I am so blessed today. You can say, I am blessed today. I am blessed today. I am blessed today because God have grace and he allowed divine favor to fall upon you today. Thank God for your family. Thank God for your home. Thank God for your vehicle. Thank God for making provision today. Thank God even when you go to the doctor and the doctor take you off a medication, you start thanking God. Why? Because he's going to take you off another medication and then another until there is no more. So continue to thank God and bless him and know that God is real. So remember that example now about Elijah. Even though he was gone, his bones have power. There was power there. The glory of God was still there, emanating, shining through. Let the light of God come through today. And you heard the woman of God say, put a beautiful Jesus smile on you. Not that fake smile now. Oh, my God. Put a Jesus smile all on you. Because you know what? People can can tell when it's a fake smile. So let the light of God saturate you right now.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I tell you, you can't tell me y'all ain't been enjoying that word. That was an awesome word coming from Apostle Porter and Pastor Sharon. I tell you, we serve an awesome God. If you are not serving him, you are too, okay? Because you really and truly are missing out. You tune in every Wednesday and Thursday to Blog Talk Radio. That call-in number is 347-857-3925. That's 347-857-3925. That's every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. You can also tune into blogtalkradio.com/timetotalkaboutit and listen to each and every segment that Apostle Porter has put out there. Share it with someone. Every Friday night, that's tomorrow night at 11 p.m., we have the Wailing Walls Prayer Line hosted by our very own Elder Whitted. And again, I say that's 11 p.m. tomorrow night. That call-in number is 218-548-6746, code 3333#. So come on, let's tear the devil kingdom down and take back everything we have allowed the enemy to steal from us. Every Monday at 3 p.m., we have Deacon Michael with I'm Just Saying. That call-in number is 917-889-2211. That's 917-889-2211. That's every Monday at 3 p.m. Now, I want you all to save this date. Get ready for this date, okay? There's 4 dates I'm giving you, okay? So that's August 25th, 26th, 27th, and 28th. Come on out. Help us enjoy, you know, the celebration of the 5th anniversary, wedding anniversary of our apostle and bishop. And that from Thursday to Saturday, it's 7:30 p.m. sharp, okay? And on Sunday, it's 5 p.m., and that address is 31325 CL437, Sorrento, Florida, 32776. Till then, be blessed.
On my mind, searching for that peace, the peace I could not find. Then I kneel down to pray, pray, help me please. Then he said, you don't have to cry, 'cause I'll supply all your needs.
As soon as I stop
I stop worrying,
worrying how the story ends.
When I let go,
I let go,
and I let
God,
let Him have,
let God have His
way.
That's when things
start happening.
I stop looking at back then.
When I let go,
I let go,
and
I let God,
let Him have. So much going on. Sometimes I can't find my way. And oftentimes I struggle from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle. It's not my battle to fight. I have to know if I put it in His hands. God, my sister, you can't handle it. Let God, oh, let go.